No, I want to get this one hand at the bottom of the handle and the other hand in the middle of the handle. How would you say that in Navajo?
No.
No. Second step is swing the axe. Well, how would you say swing the axe in Navajo?
Swing the axe.
Yeah, that's what you said. The second thing was to, you know, swing it. Okay. Now, the first, there are a couple of sub-steps here in swinging the axe, right?
Yeah.
And the first one is pull it back, you know, and pull it, draw it back. How would you say that in Navajo?
What's the next step?
Next step is a complicated one. It's just pull the axe over your head and slip your hand down the handle as you swing it. Okay. That's what the next step you told me was. You know, having it up over your head and then swinging it down and pulling your hand at the same time. Okay. The next one is hit the wood at an angle. That's the third step. And okay, the fourth step would be repeat until the log is halfway chopped through. How would you say that? Okay. Now, the next step is twist the log over. How would you say that? Now, the next one is chop the other side until it's chopped through. Okay, that's it for chopping the wood. Now we want to go into splitting the log, and this would be done, you know, like we said, first. Or this would be done splitting the log. This is after the wood is chopped through, the log is chopped through, then we're going to go and split it into, you know, smaller sticks for firewood, like sitting in the corner. Okay, the first one is get the axe in both hands, which we have in the first one, and it would be finish nistija, right?
Oh.
All right, so.
Finish nistija.
Okay, the next step would be swing the axe, which is, which we have up above, right?
Yes.
So we have all these up above. We don't have to repeat it for the sake of the tape. Alright, now the next one would be hit the wood with the grain, right?
Yes.
So, how would you say that? Once more. That would be number three. Now number four is to repeat until the proper size, right?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
What?
How would you say, keep doing it until the logs are the right size? Alright, now we'll go and we'll talk about, there's a second way to split the wood. And this is what we talked about, using the wedge and the sledge, right?
Yes.
Alright, now, the first step would be, let's say the first step is picking out the twisted logs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how would you say that in Navajo? Alright, let me run a test. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay.
6, 7,
8. Oh, but picking out the twisted logs. You said it before, so just once more.
Alright.
Alright. But in okay, the second step would be to get, get two wedges in the sledge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now that would, how would you say that in Navajo? Alright, now the third step would be to the third step would be to place the log in a secure position. Okay, now the third one is, we haven't got the right detail on this. And you're pounding the wedge into the wood. I want you to give me little detailed steps about, you know, when you're first setting it up.
Yeah.
Give me a few little detailed steps on this pounding the wedge into the wood. Because there's a couple of steps here that we, you know, obviously in pounding, you know.
So, when you pound the wood into the, into the wood, you even it up with a grain of wood at one end, and you pound it a little so it will steady in your palm back, and then you have it, and start hammering it down.
Alright, and then B would be to drive the wedge in a little way.
Yes.
Okay, so now, the first, the higher level thing would be pound the wedge into the wood. How would you say that in Navajo?
Huh?
How would you say pound the, hit the wedge into the wood a little way?
Navajo?
In Navajo, yeah.
Simben has glad I use it to teach me.
I want some more.
Simben has glad I use it to teach me.
Okay, that's the higher level part there. Now, that would be level 2. Now, on level 3 here, we were getting the wedge even with the grain. Excuse me, how would you say that in Navajo?
Okay.
Once more.
And then had
Alright, now which one do you want? How do you want to say it now? Say it once more just to get it clear in my mind.
Which one is that?
Getting the wedge even with the grain.
And then had slather. And then our stars had not beaten.
Okay. Okay. Now the next, I was going to ask, drive the wedge in a short way. Would that be again, sin bena hozade ayi didje abinishni
abidishni?
That would be the same thing, right?
Yes.
Alright, so the B would be the same as, right, okay. Now, the next step would be step back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how would you say that? And stepping back then.
But I'll teach you.
Much more.
I'll teach you.
Alright, the next one would be 6, would be to sort of haul off and hit the wedge hard with the sledge, or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So how would you say that?
About a year ago, I came in and started that to the home to see. About a year ago, that to the home to see.
No. The seventh step would be to repeat it until, let's run another test. Okay. Like I said, the next step is number 7, and it's repeat until the wedge is through the log. So.
Repeat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what it's on, baby. Turn around, hug your brother. Turn around, hug your sister.
Once more? Okay, the 8th step would be to drive in the second wedge. How would you say that in Navajo? Okay, so the first step here is then to within step 8, you've got two smaller steps, and the first is pound the wedge into the wood a little way, and that would be the same thing as before, right?
Yeah.
As the thing for step 4, which is Sin Be Naho Strade, Ayi Didji Abish Gishni, right?
What was that?
It's Sin Be Naho Strade, Ayi Didji.
Yeah, that's it.
Alright. Sorry. Okay. Well, you don't have to write that again. And the next one is haul off and let it have it, which is this Yego Be Sid Diso Sin Be Naho Glade Be Niz Dishin. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, alright. So, I put in there, put this goes here. And this is step 4. Okay, so that's just a repeat function. Okay, now, step 9 would be to move the first wedge. How would you say that?
Move the first wedge?
Pull the first wedge out, and you're going to put it